Start your day with a smile. This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
Show rolls on. We're glad to have you along. Love getting your feedback on the show, too. Jay West at WestProMedia.com or Tracy at WestProMedia.com. And you'll find us in all the social rooms all over town.
Yes, you can check out our Snapchat pictures and like us on Facebook at CHML Sunday Brunch.
Please do that. He is an amazing guy, brings tremendous energy to the program. It's time for the Just Ask Bob Show, radio edition, with Bob Assadorian of Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14, and his videos are all over YouTube. This is a guy who bills himself, and rightfully so, as a guy that's extremely easy to get a hold of. Happy Canada Day weekend to you, Bob Assadorian. Welcome back.
And happy Canada Day. Good morning, Sunday, Jamie and Tracy and Hamilton.
There you go. Bob, we're going to talk today about one of your favorite topics, actually. You get evangelical about this, and rightfully so, about permits. And people do renovations all the time, and they say, oh, you know, I don't know. Do I need a permit? Do I not need a permit? Let's get into demystifying permits for renovations and construction projects.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You scripted me there. Demystifying is exactly what we're going to do.
There you go.
Concentrate on building permits today. You know, guys, one way I like to explain it to homeowners, and they seem to understand it this way. So let's look at the homeowners that are hiring contractors for a moment, as opposed to the ones doing it themselves. I always like to explain it this way. The permit is in place to protect you, the homeowner, potentially from your very own contractor.
Right. Okay.
That's one way to look at it. And literally this week, I had a City of Hamilton inspector at my job, lovely lady, within 6, 7, 8 minutes, looking everything over, gave me a full pass. I got a little technical, so the homeowner was there as well. And the homeowner said, overall, then, are you saying it's all good? It's all passed. And the inspector looked at her and said, yes, it is. Bob can contact me to come back. Next inspection is going to be framing. So, you know, this is a reassurance, Jamie. This is something, you know, you can't even attach a direct dollar value to. And I'd emailed the homeowner, and in this particular case, you know, they're retired. But whether they're working or not, I advise every homeowner on any job that I do that requires a permit when the inspections are being done. You know, what time on the clock is the city inspector coming? And it's not mandatory. You know, you don't have to book a day off work or whatnot. If you want to, you can. But if you happen to be home, be home, be there for the inspector. What other way can you get reassurance for the money you're spending that this job is being done properly and the city's passed it hands-on?
So why do people try to get around it? Why do homeowners try to get around that?
Well, I'd say in this case, because again, we're still going to concentrate on the homeowner hiring the contractor, so it's the naughty contractor getting around it. You know, big issues with this sometimes. First of all, if the contractor does not have a City of Hamilton master building repair license, I think he's out of luck in even applying for a permit.
Now, does everything that we get done in our home need a permit?
Absolutely not. I've got a list here. I'll fly through it. These are items that, yes, you need a permit for. Gutting or opening up any exterior wall of your home. Interior wall, ceilings, not a big deal at all. Outside walls must have a permit because that's where the mold can and will grow. Outside walls have insulation, vapor barrier. Sometimes the contractor or homeowner gets it wrong, puts the vapor barrier on the wrong side. That's something that's called a critical inspection. Has to be approved by the city before any drywall goes on. Obviously, structural work. We've talked about that on past shows, such as enlarging an opening to put in, let's say, a bigger window or door. If the door and window are being replaced the same size or smaller, you do not require a permit. Basements, kitchens, bathrooms, in most cases. Let's say it's a kitchen. Pretty cosmetic, all new cabinetry, flooring, no permit needed. Let's say you're gutting it up really badly, the outside walls as well, doing wiring. Yes, you need the permit. Same with the bathroom. Plumbing, if we talk about for a moment, there's like what we like to call in the trade is R&R, remove and replace. You do not need a permit to remove and replace, you know, existing fixtures. However, if you're doing a big change and the toilet's moving from this corner to the opposite corner, shower, tub combinations being moved opposite end of the room, you're changing these large branch lines of plumbing now, then you do require a permit. Decks as well. If we jumped items that you do not need a permit for, generally most re-roofing projects, no permit needed. However, if your sheathing is really bad or your roof boards, This is a not so well-known fact, but the city does require a permit if you're changing all the plywood on your roof.
So like the structural part of our home.
Exactly. Structural is in Sistri now. We've talked about this before. It is still somewhat structural, but if you've got a damaged wood joist or a deck joist, it's bad. If you do not remove that joist, but you sister a new one beside it, no permit needed.
Okay.
Doors and windows generally, no permits, flooring, fencing, cosmetic work, no permits needed.
So you're saying an inspector's going to come and take a look at what we're doing.
Exactly, to make sure, and they have the right... Well, they have the power. They have the city powers in them to stop the job. And if the homeowner's there, obviously that contract's now been contractor's been embarrassed. If the homeowner's not there and it's a serious event and the job stopped, on the permit, always left-hand side, homeowner's information, including phone number, mandatory, right-hand side, contractor's information. City knows how to get a hold of the homeowner and tell them there's a problem here.
But I'm going to go back to what Jamie said earlier in the conversation. I hear contractors say, but you don't need a permit. Don't worry about it. It's all good. What they don't know won't hurt them.
Well, I mean, you're rolling the dice. It's the same as cash. You know, I explained the homeowners. If you really have to have that much trust in your contractor, I mean, you practically better be related to him or her. You know, it's without the city, the municipality, inspecting, checking it against building code, you know, what recourse do you have? You are blindly 100% trusting that this contractor will do the job, and usually it's an important or large job if it was deemed to need a permit anyway. We're not talking about he's going to come in and paint and change some baseboard. He's doing something serious. If you want to put that much blind faith in them, go on ahead. It's not the right or the safe thing to do. It helps to have that extra body looking it over. We're talking $300, less than $300 for the general permit to do any of these jobs I've talked about.
That's good, because you know what? You have no one to blame but yourself in the end.
People get penny wise and pound foolish, Bob, when it comes to anything to do with home improvements or renovations. I don't know what it is about people. They just, for whatever reason, there's a mentality that says, I've just got to do everything as cheap as possible. They're spending, you know, $15,000 on a bathroom renovation, and they won't spend $300 on a permit.
But these contractors that work that way, though, they're very sly. I mean, they're smooth talkers. They will convince you, they will insist, or they'll even tell you that it does not require a permit. So I always like to tell homeowners, get the information direct. Memorize this number for all your important home rentals. 905-546-2424. Very easy. Ask for a building department. Give them an idea. Let loose. Tell them what you want to plan on doing in the home. Ask, does it require a permit? Yes, no. Now you're empowered. Now you get these contractors coming in, and if they're telling you it doesn't require a permit, say thank you, but no thank you. Cross them off your list. When they lie to you in the beginning, it's not a good beginning to the relationship.
No, it most certainly isn't. So, again, we're back to, I guess, asking the basic question of any prospective contractor that you would hire. You know, what's your take on permits? And depending on, no matter what the answer is, I guess you as the homeowner, the person doing the hiring, you got to check that answer out, right?
People complain about time, and I always explain this to homeowners. You can save so much time before you even answer your doorbell. It's easy. Call the city. You've used your phone. You know now what's going on. When you talk to the contractors on the phone, I mean, it has to start on the phone or text message, whatever it is. They're not just miraculously going to appear at your door. So as you have them on the phone, tell them what the idea of the job's going to be. Ask them if they supply permits, what their thoughts are. So as they start lying to you on the phone, and even before the appointment, you know their company name. Ask them if they have a license, Master Building Repair. Call the city, again, screen against the license. You don't even have to have them come to your door if they're not licensed and if they're not opt to be using a permit. So you're saving time. You're weeding out the garbage and the riffraff via the telephone, so then you can get the actual licensed, legitimate guys coming to your door. So you're going to get apples-to-apples quotations in writing, and then you work it from there.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. Bob, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to contact you directly about a renovation or about a question they might have from listening to your segments here?
Accessibility. www.justaskbob.com. Find us on the web, or I'm old school. Pick up the phone and give me a call anytime. 289-649-0196. And now a shout out to our sponsor, our favorite electrician, John Tembrink of JMT Electrical, the most honest and respected in the business. Calling him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website.
Excellent. As always, Bob Assadorian, you've given us lots of food for thought, and we do appreciate it. Thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your Canada Day long weekend.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
There's Bob Assadorian. Man, is that guy evangelical and smart.
Smart. Great tip.
Smart as a whip.
That hurt.
He is. Ow. Never do that to you. Mungo, maybe. We got to keep Mungo whipped up because we've got the Retro Record Review still coming up on the program. And what's on your mind? We're going to find out. Oh, boy.
Oh, buckle up.
I feel like a tsunami is coming. It's the
Oh, yeah.
Long Canada Day weekend edition of Sunday Brunch on AM 900.